All right, continuing on now. Putting my back right into it. Good to have you along for the conversation. What are your plans for the new year? And when I say, what are your plans, I mean, New Year's resolutions, yes, maybe. But at this time of the year, every year, we all sit here and we say, okay, what are we going to do things better? Right? What are we going to do to improve our lot in life? How can we, you know, improve what's going on in the world around us? And sometimes we stick to it and sometimes we don't. But it's always a good time to reflect on where we've been and where we're going. We should do that with the country as well. We should. You know, I mentioned this just in the last segment there. And that's this lack of tests. It was offered to this administration 700 plus million a month of these rapid tests. Abbott Labs and others make these tests. They're all, you know, reasonably accurate. They have about a 20 or 25% inaccuracy rate, but most of them can give you at least an indication. Now, you can get a false positive, you can get a false negative. Yes, they're not perfect. No test is. But it would give people an idea, maybe, if they're feeling sick or run down, that they might have it, and they might not want to go around elderly people or people that are more vulnerable to having a bad outcome. That would have been a smart thing to do, but the Biden administration dismissed that idea. And right now, there's more testing going on than ever. But you hear people saying, well, I went to the store. I can't find them. I called my doctor. I have to wait. I have to get an appointment and wait in line for hours and hours to be tested. Same thing we heard. And all over the country, I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of anger. The Biden administration, because they never made these tests a priority. Here's an example from New Jersey. Listen.
And so a lot of frustration from folks about why this wasn't ready sooner and why this wasn't put at a level where everybody could get a test when they wanted to. Here's what some folks I talked to today had to say.
It's really scary because a lot of places are requiring them, but you can't get them. So it's actually kind of sad.
I was looking for the home test and I couldn't find it anywhere.
I've come here a couple of times and every time I come, it's a long line. Not that they're not doing good, it's just so many people want a test that therefore I think, yeah, they shouldn't anymore.
People are frustrated. Get tested, they say. Sure, but people generally don't have the time to sit in line for 3 and 4 and 5 hours, which is the general wait time in the area where I live. 2 hours plus is the time when you get online. It says it'll be 400 minutes, it'll be 300 minutes. I mean, 2 hours. Some people I know got through in an hour and a half, but the fact of the matter is most people don't have an hour and a half in their middle of the day just to say, hey, let's sit in line. And if you had home tests readily available, even if we had to pay for them, people would do it. You know, a lot of people don't care that they're free. They just like to know, right? They would just like to know. So keep that in mind. By the way, I just mentioned a moment ago, and I'm going to share this with you now. Seems that Senator Joe Manchin may have caved in. Seems that Joe Manchin might have caved in. Under fire, intense fire from his own team, because he deep-sixed this completely reckless Build Back Better spending spree of nearly $5 trillion. He said, no, we can't do that. It's not good for West Virginia. But now, he suggests there should be a rollback of the 2017 Trump tax cuts. That won't be popular in West Virginia either. Mr. Manchin, I can tell you that, but he has to do something. He has told colleagues the divide over Joe Biden's $1.75 trillion base price Build Back Better action not be seen as intransigence toward big policy changes. Rather, the package's defeat presents an opportunity, he says. An opportunity for Democrats to reorient their agenda to a few key priorities. I've seen some writers put out the idea, and I don't disagree with it, frankly, that Joe Manchin may have saved the Democrat Party by killing Build Back Better. Now, he certainly put America on better footing and more secure footing for a longer period of time, but they never stop. Rust never sleeps. Cockroaches don't die. And Democrats never quit trying to undermine this country. Think about where we're being assaulted from. China, Russia, the southern border, energy, taxes, our local school districts, which are government schools. I mean, you look where the assaults are coming from on this republic. It's coming from redistricting in Democrat states that don't get challenged in court when it's blatant gerrymandering. Republican states get taken straight to court when it's gerrymandering, which, by the way, is a legal process, a political process. And the courts generally should avoid weighing in on gerrymandering, but it seems to me that in red states, the courts are willing to weigh in and wade in, and in blue states, they seem to ignore it. Because the Department of Justice is going after some states currently. Meanwhile, in places like Maryland, where Governor Hogan there says, you need to do the same thing in my state. If you're going to do that in other states, you need to do it here because it's blatantly gerrymandered. And the DOJ and Merrick Garland don't care. You know, Merrick Garland, the guy who said he would never be political, that guy. That guy says, no big deal. We'll just let it slide. And let it slide, they do. Let it slide, they do. Because there are two sets of rules in America. It seems to be more obvious all the time. And that's why it is imperative that you vote. And you make a change in 2022. In the new year. Here's your resolution. Toss the weasels out. Toss the feckless weasels out. Because there has to be a change in America. Or there will be no America. Or a very different America than you even know today. I told you 5 years ago this was the good old days. Well, it still is. Hang on to it. All right, PatriotFoods.com, a place to support American farmers. PatriotFoods.com, where American produce, fruits, vegetables, steak, and a lot more, including great gift ideas. Even though it's past Christmas, gifts are still cool. You know, sending a gift to somebody who totally doesn't expect it, how nice is that? PatriotFoods.com. It's all American made, all American grown, all here for you on American supply chains. PatriotFoods.com. Support your friends and neighbors. Support American farmers and American manufacturers. I beg of you. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show.